my clothes in there. And the back water come up, and they had a little place they call the bottom. It was right down, just about low with the river.
Mm-hmm.
And the water come over it, and then the water really go recess back down. It leaves a little pond out there.
Mm-hmm.
And do way up in the summer, it was hot one morning. We went out there, and
mm-hmm.
what they call the willow flowers were falling. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, mayflies.
Yeah, and they were falling up in that willow tree, and the water went right up under it.
Mm-hmm.
And the water just boiled.
Yeah.
I mean, so many bass and they just hit, and they just had the water just stir and just look like a churn or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just stick, you could just stick anything you wanted on there and throw it out there. And you get your bass. We got 26 out of that one hole. Just bass. And we lost 7 or 8 lures. Something so big they popped the line fast and you hit it. We caught 27 of them. I mean, we just, time you hit the water, you just set it and come up back in with it. I bet we had some knives. They'd average 3 pounds, every one of them. Every night you catch a little bit of them, you throw them back, and you just keep on going. Throw it back in there.
You probably didn't have
20
bait on
them. Mm-hmm.
A hook,
you know. You could have just threw a hook in there and hit them. You could have had a little just some treble hooks on and snagged them. But that's not the law.
Yeah.
They don't stick you, boy.
Well, yeah, not about that fat.
I've done it myself. I've seen over there.
Mm-hmm.
That place where you used to live out in the country at that time. But I come out of there with two 7-pounders. Snagged. Bed that had a little hedge. And the pond was out there. And it had a dam going across it.
Mm-hmm.
Right from one end of it. And he's up there and set that big old troll hook right down in the bed. And when he'd come back up on the bed, he'd snag it. And he had two monsters.
And would it snag in the belly or something?
Yeah. Well, he tried to wait and get him right up under the by the mouth somewhere.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet they put up a fight.
Yeah, when we were down in Florida at the same time, this guy caught a baby hammerhead shark. I think it was only about a foot long, but it just bent and pulled 3 different ways.
But you know, if you snag a bass. If you snag him toward the back end, you can get him in easy.
Oh, really? Yeah,
he
doesn't have anything.
You don't have him to take the flap of his tail. If you snag him in the back tail, you can put him on in.
Mm-hmm.
He won't put up much fight.
Yeah. Are the game wardens pretty bad around here?
Not for fishing, no, mate. But for hunting, they are.
Yeah.
Hunting up poachers and things like that, they're real sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Night hunting.
They'll catch you there, catch you double out.
Lord, a lot of them get away with it. So they went night hunting. But they keep that, they'll get caught.
How they go about night hunting? What do they do? Just got with a flashlight or something?
Mm-hmm. Spotlight, shoot, take off.
No deer, somewhere?
Or mostly deer.
Can you go coon hunting around here?
Yeah.
At night?
I've done a lot of that. I've done rabbit hunting night. That's breaking the law. A long time ago. Man, we killed 20 or 30 easy.
Really, just freeze or something and hit them with a light?
You go along, you have a truck in this big hay field, as we call it. It's like Johnson grass in that's being cut, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just go along the hedgerows and they'll be out there in the field. Usually if a rabbit is running, you whistle at him, he'll stop.
Oh, really?
And rabbits take all the whistle and stop, bam, right there.
That's all she really.
That's all she does. You have sometimes they won't stop. You know, you ever see a rabbit on the road, something starts running, see if you can whistle at him, see if he'll stop. If he's just out walking around, something you see him.
Little rabbits get pretty big.
They were down in the swamp that day.
Mm-hmm.
Call them cane cutters.
Oh, really?
I mean, they look like young deer.
Oh, wow.